Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to see if my package is already shipped.
What's your zip code, please?
29406. I'm sorry, 29405.
Okay. 29405. One
yes.
moment, please.
I heard my earbud.
What's your name, ma'am?
Jermaine Jones.
I don't see a Jones. I don't see at 9. The zip code is not 29405.
I'm looking at the confirmation, and then that it's 29405.
Okay, and I don't see the name. Would it have been under a different name?
The name is Jermaine with a G. Germaine. Here's my confirmation. You see, it's $395. It's your material dollars. That was why I bring shipping. So on my card, it says June 12th. I guess because I did expedite it. You know, next year, I'm going to put something in on the 21st. I mean, the 22nd, maybe.
Ma'am, I'm not seeing the name Jermaine that under that zip code. What's the last four of the card number that was used?
Do you need a confirmation number? You can't look it up that way?
No, ma'am. I need to have either. Let me do the spelling of the name. How you spell the first name?
G as in girl. E R M A I N E. See, I'm getting my damn card too. Yeah, I got it right here in my phone.
And last name?
Jones. I'm pulling up my debit card now, if I can give you a last name.
Okay, it's not coming up under that either. I'm not even sure if you have the right place. I can't discuss. If I don't have an account, I don't even know what you're speaking of. I have to be able to pull a transaction up.
Okay. So this confirmation I get, this is the number that was on the confirmation. So I know I'm not calling the wrong place, but I'm going to give you the last four of my credit, my card.
Yes, ma'am. What's the last four digits?
The last four is 8912.
8912?
Yes.
And I'm still not finding that name, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Hold on. This is, who that is? Oh. Okay, let me just pull this thing up.
Let's do this. What's your phone number, ma'am?
843-640-1231.
843-640-1231?
Yes, ma'am.
No, it didn't come up under that either.
What is going on? Because I said, let me call, because I had paid, they charged my car $12.95, but I see on auto confirmation the $7. But I did say I wanted to expedite it, so I guess that's the reason why they charged me the 12.
How long ago did this transaction take place, ma'am?
Oh, the 19th.
Okay, so it would have been ample time for us to receive it. But sometimes there's a delay. If you do it right away, I won't see it. But the 19th, it should be showing.
And you said you don't see anything under my other card, right? Let me see if I use my PayPal, because I could have sworn I used the other one, but... I'm going to give you the full for my PayPal.
I pulled it up under name. I pulled it up under your phone number. I pulled it up under your zip code. Now, you had a zip code and you gave me a different zip code. I don't know if you need to.
Yeah, okay. See, with the zip code I have, I see with my daughter. I gave it 29406, but I see 29405 on confirmation. So that's why I changed it, because I sent it to my daughter's house because people steal the mail on my mailbox at my house. So I didn't send it there because I worked on daytime.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm pulling it up now on the second caller. I know you got Cash App. You don't do it by the address either?
You asking me?
Yes, ma'am. You can't do it by the address, just by the thing that you asked me for?
What is your address, ma'am?
2227 Margaret Drive.
How you spell Margaret?
M-A-R. Let me see. Cause see, I be smelling that thing wrong too. Margaret Drive. Yeah, I be spelling it wrong.
I got it. M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T Drive.
Oh, yes, ma'am. North Charleston.
No, or let's try one other thing. The first six digits of your card.
The first what?
Six digits of your card.
Okay. Let me get that back out. First six digit just around the full damn. Okay. 4403 93. Yeah, that's it.
Not a Jermaine, like you said, wouldn't have been under any other name.
No, ma'am. I mean, I'm looking at the confirmation thing right here. So is that what he got?
Did you just get the confirmation just now, or you had it for a while?
No. Since the 19th? I had it. Yes, ma'am. Since the 19th at 4 o'clock. I ordered on 3/19/22 at 4 o'clock p.m. Vote to Jermaine Jones, 2227 Margaret, North Charleston. Ship to Jermaine Jones, 2227 Margaret Drive, North Charleston. South Carolina.
And you wouldn't have put no one else's name in the order. Not saying the card's not in Jermaine's name, but you wouldn't have put anybody else's name in the order for the order.
No, ma'am.
The only way I'm able to help is if I find an account, and I'm not finding one. It's finding a transaction or anything under that zip. Let me try the zip code one last time. And you said it's, and again, you said other zip code too. I'll try both because it could be a shipping and a billing address as well.
It's the same as a shipping.
Okay. What's the zip code? You had two different zip codes. Let me have both of those zip codes.
Okay, 29406, 29405. None of this thing won't let me get in there with my password.
They can't see it.
Shit. I got some damn password.
Okay, now it didn't show up on the 06. Let's try 05. No, ma'am, I am not locating anything under that.
Okay, in PayPal, let me get the PayPal one. Okay, try this four digit, 6050. As the best for my credit card, I just want to use that.
Six what now?
6050.
No, it didn't come up, anything that come up under that. And you could, only thing I could suggest is call your bank and have them to try to reach out, because I'm not finding it. You say you use your card for a charge. They might have a different number, something you need to call.
I use a Cash App card for that.
You use a Cash App card for what?
For the purchase.
And that's the number you gave me to the Cash App card?
The first number.
Hold on, let me try one other thing here. Hold on.
Yeah, they took it at 4 o'clock. It was right there. All T Gadget. Got it right there. They use a Cash App card.
Murder, one for armed robbery, one for kidnapping with bodily. So what we're trying to achieve is replacing each one of those three life without parole sentences and putting in its place life with parole. Given the state of Georgia law, the time that occurred in 1998.
I'm checking further and further. This is back in January, so I know that it wouldn't have been back then, but I don't, I'm not finding it, ma'am. You're going to have to call your bank and see how it was charged. Or if they have a different phone number, because I don't see any. Let me check this right here.
I mean, there's no question that is immature.
Nope. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're going to have to call your bank, okay?
Okay, so 8921.
What's the 89?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the cash card, the last four of the my debit card. Because I'm seeing the transaction that did not happen on the first call, the one I told you just now. The one I originally told you, I see that this was this card here, my cash card, which is a Cash App card. Because I see the money already been taken.
Okay, so you've given me the last four digits of that?
It's 8912. I'm going to go ahead and cancel that. Okay, but yeah, but they got the money. It's right there.
I'm not finding a name, ma'am. You're going to need to call your bank. I don't know if they have a different number for the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Or what, but I'm not finding anything under Jermaine.
John.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll just go ahead and cancel and get the damn money back.
Well, thanks for calling customer service. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye.